Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
This is Jonathan Gold from the Los Angeles Times, and you're listening to Dane on WGN. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. 720 WGN, Dane Neal here in Chicago. And Chicago, of course, a great food town. It is a little better by population of one. Well, two if you count director Laura Gabbert. But a guy who means so much to the food world all across the country, specifically to Los Angeles, is here, Jonathan Gold. He's not here critiquing restaurants or doing reviews, although he may, you know, in his own mind think this is great or maybe this not so much. He's here for the purpose of cinematic greatness, as the movie City of Gold comes to Chicago, premiering over the next couple days and then being showcased here over the next couple weeks. Jonathan Gold, welcome to WGN.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be here.
You know, I got to get this out of the way first off. It's a tremendous honor as somebody that works in and around food and food media, number one, to get a chance to hang out with you, you know, and be able to spend a little bit of time with you. And of course, here at this great pop-up dinner, you had pretty much a lot of the Chicago media people here. Is it nice to get to talk to some of the people who do what you do in other places?
It is. There's a good food media in Chicago. I think that LTH Forum is probably the best online food discussion group in the country. In fact, I don't mean probably. It is. And people here are just so passionate about the food that's in the Chicago area.
One of the things I loved about City of Gold, of course, it's a documentary. It kind of is a day in the life, even though it was like 4 years, right, mm-hmm. in the life. But it kind of is you doing what it is that you do is you're helping to, I don't want to say necessarily redefine, but you're trying to kind of put forward what is so important to Los Angeles, which is its food scene, right? And different cities have definitions. You know, Chicago is a great food town now. But of course, we've got, you know, sports and violence and all those things. But for the longest time, you know, L.A., people think of it as Hollywood and movies, but it's just such a big food town, and so you're sharing that.
Yeah, people have an idea of what Los Angeles is like. They've seen in every television show they've ever watched, you know, in every movie, like different parts of L.A. are standing in for different parts of things, and people sometimes, if they haven't spent time there, think that it's all about, you know, Botox and skinny blondes and limousines, and that's a tiny part of what goes on there. It's a metropolis of 18 million people, you know, probably 150 different nationalities and groups, you know, crammed together in the area, and the food that they're cooking is astonishing, and food is always one of the best ways to explore a city, I think.
Yeah, and when you talk about some of the things that you're doing as far as like sharing some of those messages and telling some of those stories, a lot of the stuff that we do here, we've got, you know, celebrity chefs. And certainly there are many of those in Los Angeles. But what was so cool is you're highlighting, you're as just as impressed as far as giving weight to the kind of things they do and merit to the importance of it to just like your average ma and pa place that's doing it. I mean, you give them real strength in the business.
I try to. It interests me. And if somebody's doing Ethiopian food that just knocks it out of the park every time, or is cooking the best Southern Thai food in the United States, or is doing Oaxacan food that makes you like cry for the beauty of the mole sauces and fried grasshopper tacos and memeles and those giant like truck tire sized clayudas every time you go there, I mean, why shouldn't you celebrate that?
When it comes to kind of telling those stories, and this is it, you know, not everybody can know all of those nuances of the different cultures and the foods, but what you do is you make it approachable because you tell it in such a way that it makes it something that I think everybody can either understand or kind of just learn along with you the way that you write. Like, was that by design that you said, I need to write it in such a way that people can feel comfortable learning about it as opposed to some other food critics and food writing? Or was it just, this is the way I talk, I'm going to talk this way?
Well, I think of food as, you know, an important part of culture. It's inherent. It's like the TV shows you watch or the movies you watch or the music you listen to. But one thing I try never to do is to pretend to expertise that I don't have. And in my writing about, you know, different cuisines and different food styles, it's a process of learning. It's a journey to understanding. And I think most of the time writing about the journey is just as interesting, if not more interesting, than what you find when you get there. I mean, the film City of Gold, I was surprised when I saw the final cut. It probably has more shots of me behind the wheel of my truck, driving around, pointing out restaurants, talking about, you know, things that happened in my city, than it does of me sitting down at table and actually eating things.
I think, and that's what was so cool about it. In the movie, of course, we want people to get out there and enjoy City of Gold, come see it in Chicago and see it in whatever format you get a chance to do that. But that is one of the things that I loved about it, is that it seemed all very natural, very relaxed. Obviously, you know, it's not easy to make a film, but was it a comfortable process? So they followed you around? I know it took 4 years, so it wasn't like a day in the life, but...
Maybe because it did take 4 years and it wasn't an intensive thing. I mean, Laura Gabbert and a photographer and, you know, maybe somebody with doing sound would show up, you know, once a week, once every couple of weeks. And we'd drive around on my truck and we'd go someplace for lunch. And then we'd go home. And you repeat that, you know, 40, 50, 60 times. And you know you've done something, but you don't quite know what it is that you've done.
When it comes to what you've done, and this is it, obviously performing, you know, you're writing for your readers, right? And they get to learn about some of the places that are out there. But like, the impact is so much greater than the sum of the parts of what it is that you're doing. And in the film, you reference some of them. It's just what it means, because you're such a, because you have that relationship with the readers, is that it really means something, you know? And so when they trust your opinion, they trust what it is that you're doing. So when you write about something, it really does make an impact.
Yeah, people talk about the Jonathan Gold effect sometimes.
Nice.
I don't do it to have that happen. And because I have to review so many restaurants a year, I don't often get the chance to go back and see what's happened in places. So some of the stories, like, of a you know, a brilliant Ethiopian chef named Gennet Aganifer, has a story in the film about a review pulling her out of a big slump after 9/11 and being able to repay her son and sort of establish herself and her family and her community in just a completely lovely way. But I found out about that for the first time when I saw a rough cut of the film.
See, that's neat. I mean, the impact is there, the Jonathan Gold effect. And I liken it here in Chicago, a totally different genre, but still matches with it, because, you know, food and then also film is Roger Ebert was one of those guys that, because of the way that he spoke and the way that people responded to what his expertise was in films, is that when he said something was good or he valued it, it made an impact. Do you ever see any kind of tie-ins with that? Because on the food side, that's something in Chicago that we say, like, wow, Jonathan is like that, except on food.
I'm incredibly flattered to be compared to Roger Ebert. I mean, he had such an effect, not just on Chicago, but on the entire world of film. And if what I'm doing is anything like that, then it's not for me to say, but, you know, I'm obviously pleased.
You talk about the impact on the food side, but of course, I think that what it is that you're doing, especially with this movie, so many people are going to see it all around the country. Do you ever think about the impact that you have on the food media side? When you're talking, you know, back in 2010 or whenever when you guys were starting to film, it was such a different landscape, so many fewer, you know, people doing it. But do you think how many careers maybe you've launched or people you've influenced that are going to be doing kind of what you're doing?
Again, it's not for me to say, but yeah, it's been interesting. I've been a food writer for 30 years, and I've seen lots of different cycles. And I think maybe I took a certain kind of food more seriously than other people were doing at the time. But now I think if you're going to be a food critic in a major town, you've got to know what the major barbecue stands are. You've got to know which of the five best taco places is up and which is down. If you're in a place like Chicago, I mean, you've got to have a pretty good knowledge of, like, not just the restaurants you're expected to know, but, you know, the Lithuanian places out in Cicero, or the Romanian Polish stuff up on Milwaukee, or, you know, whatever's happening in Pilsen. It's absolutely necessary, and it's a big part of the culture of the city.
One of the things that's really cool about the film, and it is in there, is that the relationship that you have and the respect level that you have with chefs. And it isn't necessarily from a typical food critic perspective, where oftentimes, you know, people will go in, they'll describe whether it's good or it's bad. Sometimes it's punitive. Sometimes it's supportive. But David Chang said is that one of the things that he loves about you is that you have like a true empathy. I mean, you seem to like have, like you understand the challenges that either that restaurant or that culture or whatever may be having, and you just take it all into consideration when assessing the food.
Well, chefs work really hard. And there is the thing with restaurant critics is, like, unlike, say, film critics, our reviews can have a real sort of palpable effect. And I've closed a lot of restaurants in my day, and it's never fun. It's never something that I would do gleefully or for the sake of a laugh or for the sake of a good column. And sometimes you have to do it, but it should always be measured. You should always know what you're doing. And on the flip side of that, I love to encourage young chefs who are really taking chances, because they're the people who are going to be making the great food in 10 years.
Well, being able to take something unorthodox, and this is another thing highlighted in City of Gold, is it's one thing to say this restaurant's doing it right, but it's another to kind of really help start and jumpstart a movement like the food truck movement. I got a chance to interview Roy Choi from Koji as one of the Food & Wine Best New Chefs, I think it was in 2010, in Aspen, and just the idea that it was a food truck that this was coming from was just so, it was so foreign. Now, today, it just seems natural, but you were the guy who identified that and also put that value on it, right? That this belongs right up there with everything else.
Yeah, you have to be able to put your presuppositions away. It was obvious when I went to the Kogi truck for the first time, when I drove to a deserted parking lot in a weird suburb, and there were 600 people waiting in line, looking at their cell phones, waiting for the truck to come, that something had happened, that it was sort of the confluence of social media, the fact that he was doing Korean tacos, with, you know, two of the major food groups in Los Angeles coming together in an unusual, delicious, and unprecedented way, and sort of the force of his own personality. It jump-started the food truck movement in the country. There had always been food trucks, but there hadn't been food trucks like that. I mean, in the same way, you know, I've written ecstatically about a former, you know, Ducasse disciple doing great tacos with the best ingredients available. I've written about a guy in a hipster mall in Costa Mesa, sort of in Orange County, who's had the mandate to do a taco place and transformed it almost overnight into one of the most interesting, sophisticated, you know, Mexican flavored restaurants in the country. You know, I wrote about Ludo Bites when he was, who I know you've talked to, I mean, Ludo Lefebvre, when he was popping up doing dinners a couple nights a week in a friend's bakery, because it was obvious that what he was doing was important, heartfelt, and completely delicious. I mean, great food can be literally anywhere. You have to know where to look for it.
And to be able to, right, just not have whatever the trappings of it weigh in or overweigh on how good it is, and just to be able to identify that and be open to, like, all that. And I think that's the natural curiosity that you have, is always open to exploring, always looking for that next great bite wherever it may be. Well, renowned all over the world, certainly across the country, and beloved as a food journalist and so many accolades and awards for being a star, a true star, for what it is that you do. So what is it going to be like being a movie star?
I'm not a movie star. I'm used to being on the other side of the microphone. It's just, I'm glad Laura Gabbert made an entertaining film about what I do. And I think it shows my Los Angeles in a beautiful light, and a light that I understand. I can't imagine making another film.
A tremendous ambassador for everything in Los Angeles, and certainly, you know, one of the greatest voices for what it is that you do on the food side and in so many other ways. And it's great for people to be able to enjoy you on the movie side as well. So, Jonathan, thanks so much for making the movie, number one. Thanks so much for being here in Chicago, and thanks for being in WGN.
Thanks for having me. It's been wonderful.